Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. And yes, we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Before we go any further, I would like to announce, if you are new listeners, because we have so many new listeners, though, I tell you what, let's go into prayer first, and then I will make this announcement. I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and paper and pen ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the persons of Pastor Norman King. Pastor Norman King is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And he is also my first cousin. So he will be bringing forth the word of God once again on tonight. So get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so you can follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. We always open it with prayer, as I said earlier, and we're going to do that right now. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty and awesome God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. It is in his name we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you're not like man. You are a promise keeper. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands, and you neither slumber nor sleep. So we just bless your name on tonight for who you are. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my cousin, Pastor Norman King, as he gets ready to bring forth your word on tonight, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you know who we are, We thank you that you search the heart of each one of us, and you know who are for real for you, and you know who are playing games. So that's why we are grateful, those that are saved in Jesus' name, who are faithful doers of your word. That's why we are so thankful that you search every heart. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise for that in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward all of us, because we know that we don't deserve it and we're not worthy of it. But we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved all over the land. And we want to continue to lift up the family of the honorable, our brother in Christ, the honorable chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings, who has made his transition. He celebrated his homegoing service on yesterday. So we know that he is now resting with the angels, and he has fulfilled his God's purpose on the earth. So we just bless his memory, continue to comfort and strengthen his family, and all of his true friends, continue to strengthen them. And not only that family, but all those that are bereaved all over the land, comfort and strengthen, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. We also lift up all those that are dealing with sicknesses all over the land. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the good report from the doctors regarding my brother Curtis, that his pancreas is starting to get better, because we know that it's of your doing, and we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for it, and not only for my brother's healing and deliverance, but we lift up everyone that is sick and afflicted all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver, and set free as only you can, so that each one of them will have a praise report. They will share it with the world, letting the world know that it was you who have healed them, because we know that you are still working miracle signs and wonders even today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And Heavenly Father, we now lift up all those that may be listening on tonight that are not saved in your Son Jesus' name. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God on tonight, that they will be able to hear your word and receive it in their hearts. Heavenly Father, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins. They will also ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them. Once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in, and live in, and fulfill their own individual God purposes in the earth of your glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we come asking that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us with your glory. We continue to bless and ask that you will continue to bless and strengthen every listener all over the land. Grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we do have another scripture food for thought. Tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, show God your faith and watch him work on your behalf. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought. Show God your faith and watch him work on your behalf. And why do we say that? Because our faith is what moves the hand of God on our behalf. Once again, our faith moves the hand of God on our behalf. So we give God the glory, honor, and praise for that spiritual food for thought on tonight. I have two quick announcements before we bring on Pastor Norman King, who is still standing by now to deliver God's word. So once again, you want to make sure you have your pens and paper ready, because we do have a lot of new listeners, and we want to make sure that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to take notes and follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. I have an announcement from Texas. Those of you that are in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area and all the surrounding areas of Texas, this announcement is for you. I just received this on the other day, and I'm going to make this announcement for anyone that may be interested. And it says, immediate hire, non-captive agents / professionals, executive recruiter of a national company expanding in the Dallas-Fort Worth and surrounding areas, 55% commission with potential of 85%. Within first 90 days, training is provided, seating is limited, and the location will be at 14677 Midway Road, Suite 106, and that's in Addison, Texas. Zip code is 75001. It's going to be taking place on this coming Tuesday, October the 29th, 2019, at 6:30 p.m. You want to write this down, please have a pen so you can write this information down. And you need to click on to this link that I'm about to give you. You need to know that you need to do this in order to reserve your seat. And you need to dress to impress. The link for this is https://lampe.infusionsoft. That's infusionsoft.com/go/allcaps PAOP182/WPritchett. That's WPRITCHETT. And you want to mention Will Pritchett. He is the executive recruiter. My final announcement is God is blessing this worldwide platform and ministry, but he has another assignment for me to do. So I am announcing that on next Thursday will be my last show. Next Thursday will be my last show for this year. And if it be God's will, I will be coming back on the first week in February 2020. Some of you may be asking why. He has assigned me to write another book. I am so grateful for it. And my upcoming book is titled, Is God on Instagram? Finding Faith on Social Media, A Guide for Teens and Young Adults. You want to be on the lookout for that. So I also want to thank all of you listeners on Blog Talk Radio, all of the listeners on Instagram, and all the listeners on Snapchat. I want you to know that you can go to my website, and you can purchase any of my other books that God has already blessed me to write. All of these books are great spiritual tools for all faith-based churches, universities, and businesses. They are great for spiritual tools for Sunday school classes and Bible classes of all ages and all types of church conferences. You need to go to my website if you would like to purchase one of these books or more. You can go to my website, which is www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. Once again, that's www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. And once you get there, if you see any of the books that you'd like to purchase, just click on right beneath each of the books that says buy. Click on that, and it will take you straight to Amazon. So I just give God all the glory for that, the book that he's already blessed me to write, and also for the upcoming book. And once this upcoming book is available for purchase, it will be also placed in that website so you can purchase it straight from Amazon. Well, we're going to go to a music break now, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King, pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And once again, he is my first cousin. I am so excited to have him always on to share the good news of Jesus Christ to me, not only to me, but to the worldwide listeners. I'll continue to stand by as we enjoy this music break on tonight. We're going to give God what total praise. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised. Total praise. And following the music break, I'm going to yield the mic straight over to Pastor Norman King. I'm not going to say anything after I play the music. He can go right into the message. So have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. Enjoy the music break.
Oh,
Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. I'm so humbly grateful for the opportunity that's been given to me to speak tonight. I'm very serious about my assignment, and I thank God for the opportunity. Thank God for Brother James, my cousin, to allow me for the time I've been on his show, because anytime you do the work of the Lord, you're going to grow. Amen. So I've grown a lot. Amen. I thank God for the privilege he's given me and the opportunity as well. And I know he has prayed the prayer. And so what I want to do is just allow the Holy Spirit to have his way, that I may be decreased and that he will be increased. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Tonight, I'm going to be coming from Jeremiah, the 20th chapter, verse 9. Jeremiah 20th chapter, verse 9. The King James verse, it reads, "Then I said, I would not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." Tonight's message is going to be called Keep Pushing. Keep Pushing. Amen. And we have a prophet here, no different than us. In our life, there are going to be several times, not just a few, if you tell the truth, several times that we will complain. And we will complain to God. Sometimes we will try to dress it up, act like it's not a complaint, but it is. Amen. God made us way, made us spirit, soul, and body. But this prophet here was complaining. Amen. And when God uses us, and we know it's God using us, and he uses us in such a way that we see benefits. Amen. I mean, manifest benefits. Holy Ghost, thank you. I mean, we know that as Christians, as believers, that the order should be revelation before manifestation. So as I mentioned it again, God gives us, you know, through his using us, we see the manifestations. Amen. Jeremiah seen manifestations. Amen. And see, God has his reasons, amen, for allowing us to go through this and to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, there's a scripture in Psalms that says, if you delight yourself in him, he shall give you the desires of your heart. And I come to you tonight saying, don't lose the desire of the Lord, no matter what you're going through. Amen. That's why we know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Yes,
I'm building up a case here, amen. Not, I don't use the word case, but I'm building up this message to get myself ready for what I mean when I say keep pushing. There are times in our life, amen, that we, as I thank you, Holy Ghost, just we'll talk to a friend of mine here before we departed one another, and I explained to him, amen, there are three kind of friends. You know, Job had friends, he thought, and the ones he had was really so-called friends. You know so-called friends. You got some yourself. Come on, huh?
Yes, Lord. Yes,
but
Lord.
But the point I'm trying to make is this here. It's very important for us, people of God, to have a true friend. Amen. Yes. At least, I always tell folks, at least one. Because whenever you really get down, you need that true friend to speak to you. And sometimes that true friend is speaking to you, they got to rebuke you. Come on, somebody. Amen. Anyway, I just want to say tonight, amen, that Jeremiah had got in a rut because he had experienced God's manifested blessings and how God had used him mightily in so many different times and so many situations. And all of a sudden, y'all, things begin to change. Amen. Y'all been there before. Well, you was like Elijah. You ran. You, God used you so mightily that all of a sudden now change came and you start running. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If it's okay for me to use this word, you begin to run like a wimp. Come on, huh? If that's all right. Come on, huh? Amen. But see, one thing about if you got the desire of the Lord in you, huh? Come on, y'all. If you got the desire, God would say, like old folks used to say it this way, said, God got a ram in the bush. Huh? Come on, huh?
And
if you look for that ram, come on, huh? Other words, let me say it. Let me change the word. Don't look for it. But if you expect that ram, you know that ram going to come, huh? You know that ram going to come, huh? You know that ram going to come. Amen. So Jeremiah began to complain, y'all. Yeah, he did. He started complaining. And but see, something happened, but I'm not going to get ahead of myself. Let me take my time. Amen. Now, I'm going to read verses 7 through 9 in the Amplified verses. So listen to this right here. Jeremiah 20 and 7, according to Amplified, says this way, verse 7. Jeremiah said, O Lord, you have persuaded me, and I was deceived. You are strong. See, sometimes we think we know what God's saying, but we don't. Come on. You have persuaded me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. Here we go, y'all. I'm still in the last part of verse 7. I am a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. Now think about it now. I'm gonna take my time. He had experienced God's manifested blessing, but now look, there's been a turn, there's been a change here. So now he changes. He said, "Now look, now I've been a laughing stock. I've been doing your will, doing what you said, do, huh? But now they're laughing at me. Everyone mocking me." Verse 8. But whenever I speak, I must shout out. I shout violence and destruction. See, sometimes, y'all, truth be told, we're going to say things that's not going to be popular with the people we're talking to. Save or unsaved. Come on, huh? And then see what happened was if you humble yourself to God sincerely, he's going to put you out there. I know we live in a time that people don't like to hear rebuke messages. They don't like to hear a message that talks about warning. Talking about warning the believers. Come on, huh? But mama had a saying, y'all. I'm going to pay you for old, and I'm going to pay you for new.
Yes,
and
Lord.
It's going to hurt me more than it hurt you, huh? Well, see, our Father
yes,
in heaven, we get that from him. Let me put the divine order here. We get that from him, see? He said, now, normally, King, I got to put you out there, huh? I know that some of the big boys ain't going to like you, huh? Because, see, you ain't worried about them paying you. Come on, huh? See, some of us, I got to call it, y'all. I got to tell the truth. Because we on their payroll, if we don't say what they want to say, how they want to say it, how long they want to be said, all right, okay, Holy Ghost, all right, I'm in trouble. But, see, I'm trying to say that God will always send somebody out there to put things the way they're supposed to be. And as Paul say, I can be eloquent, but I'm not coming to you that way because this is not how I should or you need to hear it. Come on, huh? King Solomon said, you're getting your understanding, right? So I'm going to go back. I'm trying to finish this verse, y'all. Let me get back to verse 8. Just work with me now. Allow me, just work with me. Amen. Holy Ghost in control, not me. Verse 8, for whenever I speak, I must shout out. I shout violence and destruction because the word of the Lord has become to me. Amen. a reprimand and a mockery and, let me see, a reprimand and a mockery and has brought me insult all day long. This brother was going through. For what? Telling the truth, huh? God needs you to tell the truth. God needs you to launch out there in the deep. Come on. Get out of them shallow water. Come on, y'all. Ankle high. Come on. You got to let the Holy Ghost launch you in the deep. And don't worry about who say what or what somebody. Are you hearing me? See, we got Philippians 4:13. We quote it all the time. For I can do all things through Christ who is strengthening me. See, I know we use it out of context, even though we got good intentions. But see, Paul wants them to know over there in Philippians, look here, I don't need your money. I don't need nothing from you. Because my God, 4:19 says, my God will supply all of my need according to his riches in glory, which by Christ Jesus. So don't depend on people. Depend on God. Amen. Tell the truth. Hallelujah. And don't worry about how people look at you or what they think. We live in a time, that's why the devil running rapid, y'all. His mission has not changed. He's seeking whom he may devour. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So a reprimand and mockery and has brought me insult. This is Jeremiah complaining, y'all. Y'all know we complain sometimes. Tell the truth.
Yes,
we are complainers. We complain, complain, complain. But see, God got these examples in the Bible to show us this ain't new. Ecclesiastes,
right.
The first chapter, talk about ain't nothing new under the sun. What what's happening has happened before. Will happen again. Come on. Amen. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to read this last part of verse 8 again. A reprimand and a mockery and has brought me insult all day long. Look at verse 9. If I say, I will not remember him or speak his name anymore. See, this man talking to himself, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with talking to yourself. Ain't nothing wrong at all. You better. Because sometimes the folks around you ain't going to tell you the truth. Come on. I'm trying to say something, y'all. So, listen to this verse. See, verse 9 is a verse that we quote so much. But I'm trying to do some teaching tonight about this verse. Amen. Verse 9, again, because I haven't finished yet. If I say I will not remember him, come on, come on, God, or speak his name anymore, then my heart begins a burning fire. Good God Almighty, huh? Y'all know, look, y'all true believers, you start talking like that, ain't no way in the world you cannot talk about God. Come on, huh? I don't care what you've been through, what you're going through, you just can't. Because, see, the Holy Ghost inside of you is a fire. And that's what Jeremiah was saying. Look here, I'm going to say it again. If I say I will not remember him or speak his name anymore, look what happens. Then my heart becomes a burning fire shut up in my bones, huh? And I am weary of enduring and holding it in. Come on, huh? See, he getting weary trying to hold it in. And New Testament talks about don't quench the Holy Spirit, right? So he said, and I am weary of enduring and holding it in. I cannot endure it nor contain it any longer. I got to let it go.
Yes,
huh?
Lord.
You got to let it go. Because, see, if you are genuinely in the Lord and sincere about your calling, about your assignment, see, you can't quit. You know you got to keep on pushing, huh?
Yes,
you
Lord.
Know you cannot give up, huh? That's why, see, God dispatched our songwriters who sing. He anointed them to write songs. Like we got this song, the one young lady sings, won't he do it? You know he will. Amen?
Yes, he will.
I tell folks all the time, I say, look here, y'all. You of a certain age, you have experienced God's manifested blessings. So what that
yes,
means
Lord.
Is God has healed you, God has set you free, God has blessed you abundantly above all you ask or think, and if he did it before, he'll do it again.
Yes, he will.
Amen. Don't worry about what you're going through right now, huh? He will do it. He has to do it, and he's going to do it again. It's ordained for him to do it. Come on. So I will tell you tonight, if I stop preaching right now, I didn't already preach. Amen.
That's right.
Keep pushing. Keep on pushing. Don't give up. Amen. Keep pressing toward the mark. Amen. Understand something, my brothers and sisters. Understand that God allowed things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This prophet of his was used mightily, but then he had to allow that prophet to go through a little something, huh? Come on, y'all, huh? Because sometimes we got to be reminded. God had to rebuke us, to remind us. Come on, y'all. He said, you losing a little something here, huh? So I got to allow you to get a rib shot. Come on, y'all. Amen. But in the midst of all that, remember God's manifested blessing. Amen. And understand, don't worry about them people who talk about you. God will take
Amen.
Care of them. He always has. He always will. Amen.
I'm a witness.
He shall repay. He will repay. Stay focused. Just look. Keep pushing. Keep on pressing. Amen. Stay focused. Don't lose your focus because you, listen, remember, and see, let me stop for a minute. See, okay, Holy Ghost. What helps us to remember? Yeah, the Holy Ghost. We know the Holy Ghost. But if God wants us to be isolated, he never would have created woman so the earth can be populated. That's why we need to have folk, amen, on the earth that we can divide in, amen? And then this brings me to my point to talk about the three kind of friends just briefly. Come, I want to stay focused on the keep pushing. But see, your three kind of friends, and I preached this before on the air, and I'm going to reiterate, amen? You got the confidant, the constituent, and the comrade. Okay, let me start from the bottom and go up. The one you never want to have is the comrade. A comrade is a jacked-up person who don't mean you no good at all. I know I say this sometimes just to keep it real, huh? I don't talk to him, but sometimes we need to hear some words like that, amen, to bring us back. Come on now, huh? So a comrade is jacked up from the get-up, amen? So you definitely don't need a comrade friend, amen? A constituent, that name sounds so good, don't y'all? A constituent. People sometimes they make statements, say, this is my constituent. I can't even say it. I'm laughing so hard. But a constituent is one who is with you on the surface. But let it go and get rough. Boom, they gone, y'all. There again. Right. You don't need a friend like that. What we need, y'all, is a confidant. You need a friend who will stick closer than a brother. Come on, huh? Who through thick and thin. Amen? That's the kind we need. So whenever you're going through, like Jeremiah, when you start complaining, God may have them to call you, or God may ask you to call them. But you at least got that one person who you know you can confide in. Amen? And that person going to say, come on, Norman. I'm going to talk about me, y'all. Come on, Norman. Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Come on, Norman. Come on, come on, come on. And I look back and smile and say, you know what? Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So I want to encourage somebody tonight. See, Jeremiah tried. I'm going to go back. Now, listen to this right here, y'all. I'm going to read verse 9. And I'm going to read this from the Message Bible. No, let me see. No, I'm going to read from the God's Word. Look what it says in verse 9. This 9 is predicated, it comes from verse 7 8 when that complaining prophet was complaining, right? But then verse 9 says, I think to myself, I can forget the Lord and no longer speak his name, but his word. Yeah, but his word is inside me like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I wear myself out, holding it in, but I can't do it any longer. See, we have to encourage ourselves. See, one thing
I
learned through my walk with God is that if you desire him genuinely, you can go through your rut, but that Holy Ghost that's inside of you is going to give you the very thing you need at that moment. So even though Jeremiah was walking and complaining like we complain, huh? I just picture him walking with his head down, dragging his feet, moving east and west, north and south. Come on, y'all. And the more he was talking about not doing it, it was no way he could not because of the Holy Ghost. Come on, y'all. The Holy Ghost, the fire. He said, I wear myself out trying to hold it in. I can't do it no more. So I want to encourage somebody tonight. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Keep pressing. Amen. Yeah. See, when we meet the difficulties and discouragement, amen, and we're going to, we have and will again, remember to keep pushing. Amen. Keep pressing. See, the prophet found, no, I'm going to tell you something he found. The prophet found the grace of God, y'all. Yeah, he did. He found the grace of God. He found it. He found the grace of God mighty in him to keep him to his business. See, you got to identify with the grace of God inside you that you may stay the course, stay focused on the business of the Lord that God had called you unto. Amen? Whenever injuries are done to us, listen here, y'all. Whenever injuries are done to us, we must leave them to that God whom vengeance belongs, who has said, I will repay. Amen? So full, I'm back to Jeremiah, so full was he of the comfort of God's presence, the divine protection he was under, see, because it was inside of him, and the divine promise he had to depend on, huh? Come on. See, you got to depend. I got to depend on the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
That Jeremiah, that he stirred up himself and others to give glory to God. Amen. See, 1 John 4:4, Elder John says back that ye are of God, little children. Then he explained why. He said, because greater is he who is in you than is he of the world. Hallelujah. So Jeremiah, he stirred up himself. He tried to quit, y'all, but he couldn't because of the holy fire inside of him. You can't quit, and I can't quit. You may try to quit, but if you were genuine in your walk with God, guess what? That Holy Ghost inside you is going to do the same thing it did with Jeremiah. It's going to cause a stir inside your spirit. See, we need to be enthused about doing work for the Lord. Amen? We need to have holy enthusiasm. Amen? In other words, we need to be intense. We need to have a holy intensity, amen, and be eager to do what God has called us to do. Amen? Other words, you got to have that energy. You got to have a strong excitement to do God's will. Amen? Got to have a strong feeling of active interest is something that you like or enjoy. In this case, it's the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Amen. Mm-hmm. It's God. It's Jesus. It's all of the above. Amen. So keep pushing. No matter what you're going through, no matter whether you've been abused or not, remember, God allows that for his purpose, y'all.
That's
God,
right.
This is nothing that God don't know. If you're going through, just know that God knows. He allows it to happen, y'all. As a matter of fact, don't try to sit there and figure out why you're going through. Just keep pushing. Get back on the right track. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. See, Jeremiah was discouraged, but he's talking about quitting. But he quit. He couldn't quit because the Holy Ghost were inside of him. Amen? So keep pushing. Listen, after Jeremiah gave, after the Lord gave Jeremiah a deep sense of joy at the triumph over his persecutors. Now I'm going to stop for a minute. See, Revelation. See, if you look at the revelation of life and what we may be going through at that particular time, just look unto the hill which cometh your help.
Yes, Lord.
And know that at that hill, it's going to be a revelation. Don't get caught up in manifestation that's presenting itself to you. Get back focused on the revelation. Amen. Mm-hmm. So in this case, after the Lord gave Jeremiah a deep sense of joy at the triumph over his persecutors, you see what I'm saying? God is saying to you, as you push your way through, you'll be able to see me. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now he said, now that's a learning curve for you. Come on. Because the intent is for you to see him before you push through. Come on, come on, come on, somebody. Amen. He wants you to see it before you push. See, pushing through, saying you're in the valley. Amen. And you know you're coming out right, but you're going to learn something in due process. But the thing of it is, if you got a friend who you consider a confidant, that friend has been dispatched to speak to you at that particular moment, even in your spirit. You can think of that person. Let me use Cousin Jane for example. There's been times I've been out here driving this truck, and I say, Lord, I got to say this to somebody. Who can I say it to? He says, speak it out loud, and I will carry it to your Cousin Jane. Come on, somebody. Somebody just got set free for that right there. Huh? And that's why I see when he could be in Detroit, Michigan, which that's where he at. I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina. I can say that to the Lord, and Lord can carry that in an instant to James right then. And James can be at home, wherever he can be, all of a sudden, bam! And God wants to get to the point, come on, Holy Ghost, he wants to get to the point, y'all, where we will be able to distinguish that immediately. Come on, Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on, Holy Ghost. And we are calling what it is and not what it's not. Amen? This is what I'm talking about. I believe, you know what, I'm about ready to wind this thing up. See? Amen? See, let me give you a thought. There is only one answer to persecution. We must turn to the Lord in prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Let me back up. There is only one answer to persecution. We must turn to the Lord in prayer and cry out to him to meet our need. See, one thing, only the Lord can deliver us through such trials, brothers and sisters. Amen. When we are opposed or ridiculed or attacked, whatever the form of persecution, our only refuge is the Lord himself.
That's right.
Jeremiah sought refuge in the Lord, y'all. I'm going to say it again. Jeremiah sought refuge in the Lord. For the Lord was his hiding place from his persecutors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord was his hiding place from his persecutors. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, and thank you for your word. I know, Father, that I'm blessed. The recipients of your word, they are blessed. And we give you the honor, we give you the glory, we magnify your name. And to him, which is you, we give honor to you. I pray, Brother James' ministry, I pray for him and his endeavor, for being led by the Holy Spirit, to write his book. It's already a done deal, because obedience, as long as he obey you, God, it's already done. It's already been prearranged by you, according to Ephesians 2 and 10. Amen. So I ask you, bless tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen, amen,
amen,
and amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to play this song.
You're feeling down and out. Nothing seems to be working. Tired from two jobs, and your body's steady hurting. You feel like there's no help, there's no one to call. Seems like your best ain't good enough, but you gotta give it your all. Don't give up. Don't give in. You gotta keep on pushing. Yeah, yeah. You're about to give up. Put your dreams on the shelf. One thing you have to prove.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Norman King. What a mighty word on tonight. That word has truly blessed my soul on tonight. And I know, and I just couldn't help myself. I almost wanted to jump up out of this chair and run when you were giving that word. I wrote down so many scriptures and notes from this message on tonight. Again, it has been a blessing to me, and it has truly inspired me to run on and see what the end is going to be. And I know that I am not the only one who has been blessed by this word on tonight. I pray that every listener has been blessed by this word from Pastor Norman King. I want the listeners to know that, once again, my last show for this year will be October the 31st, which is next Thursday night. I will be coming back on, Lord be willing, the first Thursday in February 2020. So, Pastor Norman King, I'm letting you know right now, keep your calendar open for every third and fourth Saturday for 2020, as you will continue to be my guest every third and fourth Saturday. So I'm letting you know that now in advance, and also for the listeners, because you brought a mighty, you always bring a powerful word. All of God's word is powerful, but you brought an awesome word on tonight, and this word is for such a time as this. So many people needed to hear this word on tonight, because sometimes we do feel like giving up and throwing in the towel. And so we have to stand on the word of God and be reminded that we have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, living on the inside of us. And when we are discouraged, we know that we can stand on God's word. He said, vengeance is mine. He sees everything that we go through, and some things he allows us to go through to draw us closer to him. So we thank God for this word on tonight. We know that God sits high and he looks low, and he knows who is our true friends and who are not. So let them do whatever they're going to do, because there's nothing that's hidden from God, and they will give an account to God. Those that are speaking evil of God's people, that are being faithful doers of his word, you keep being faithful, keep being committed and humble under God's mighty hand, and do the work that he's called you to do. Even the people that are talking behind you, about you behind your back and are laughing in your face, it don't matter. You keep on moving, keep on pushing, but you just keep praying for those that despitefully use you, and then you just stand back and watch God work on your behalf, and you just continue to do what God called you to do so that you can fulfill your God purpose in the earth for his glory. Once again on tonight, for those of you that do not know, I had other people that have ministries up under this worldwide platform, and I want you to write this information down so that you can tune in with and follow them as well. They are no longer up under my direction as of today. God has blessed them to move forward and start hosting their own shows. I give God the glory and honor and praise for it. It's not me, but it's God working through me, that now they're able to host their own radio shows. You want to write down Jose Dorsey and his wife, Danielle Dorsey. Their show is titled Theologically Speaking. They will be hosting their first show at the first part of the first Thursday in November. Their website now is blogtalkradio.com/theologically speaking. Once again, Jose Dorsey and Danielle Dorsey, they will be hosting their own shows now. You want to continue to follow them every first and every third Thursday night, starting the first Thursday in November. Again, their website now is blogtalkradio.com/theologically speaking. Then I'm also excited to announce that Minister Sharon Rambis will be hosting his own show starting in November 14th. He's doing great and mighty things, so I just give God the glory for it. So Minister Rambis will no longer be under my direction. We already set up his show starting on today. His first show starts on November the 14th. That's on the third Thursday. And his show starts at 6 o'clock p.m. His blog talk radio show website is blogtalkradio.com/ministry-impossible. Again, Minister Sharon Rambis is the host. His show starts November 14th. His website is now blogtalkradio.com/ministry-impossible. So I just give God the glory and honor and praise for what he's doing through this worldwide platform. And he's expanding others that they can continue to share his word and give him glory on their own shows now. So I just give God the glory and honor and praise for it. And I want to continue to thank each and every listener on Blog Talk Radio, on Instagram and those that follow us through Snapchat. I want you to continue to tune in and bless by God's word through his men and women that come forth and share the good news of Jesus Christ. And as you know, those that are following, we sometimes do have Christian weekends on, and we have different authors that are writing books. We have people that are musical gospel artists that are writing and singing new gospel hymns and music for the God's glory. We sometimes have them on the air promoting their new music. So God is doing great and mighty things through this worldwide platform. So again, our next verse, our last for this year. And once again, I will be coming back on to the Lord's will Thursday in February 2020. Please mark your calendars. And also, still follow God is doing through me. My other website, which is www.jamesbrown.com/wixsite.com/radio. Other books God has already blessed me to write. They are already available at Amazon. You can see all the books right there. If you want to purchase them, once you've got all of these books, a great spiritual tools for all types of church, all faith-based churches and ministries and universities and even businesses. These are great spiritual tools through these books, and they can be a blessing to your Sunday school class and also for studies of all ages. I give God the glory for everything in my life and all for his glory. So we're going to get ready to close out for tonight. And once again, Pastor Norman King, you are doing a great work. You're an awesome man of God. I'm not just saying it because you're my cousin. And I thank God that he uses you and I to encourage one another in his word. And there
Amen.
Are times that I call him and I have burdens on my heart and I speak it to someone and he put him on my mind. And we get into God's word about what do the word of God have to say about this situation. And that's what I want you to listen for tonight. It's all about no matter what your situation is, no matter how it looks, your faith moves the hands of God. Your faith moves the hand of God. So you need to go to the Word of God and see what the Word of God says about whatever situation you're dealing with, whether it's an enemy, whether it's a sickness, whether you have dealt with the loss of a loved one, whatever the case may be, what do the Word of God say about it? So I thank God for Pastor Norman King that we can communicate and talk to each other and step up upon God's Word. So that's why it's important to encourage one another in God's word. And then, just like he said, sometimes we have to get to a place and a point in our lives he will put us in that place. We have to look ourselves in his word. Because sometimes you cannot get a hold of your pastor. Sometimes you cannot get a hold of your bishop. Sometimes you cannot get a hold of that friend that you confide in, that true friend. But then you always have the word of God. You always have the Holy Spirit. You always have God. You always have Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We can always rely on him because he is a promise keeper. He said we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. And we know that he don't love sin. He don't like sin. But he do love the sinner. He loves us who have sinned. Even though we're saved, we do sin. We do sin. And that's why we have to be so thankful for Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank him for his precious blood. He said on the cross, that we do sin, go to him and ask for forgiveness of our sins, and that way we move forward the complete of a God's assignment in the earth of God's glory. For you that are unsaved on tonight, you have a voice. You no longer have an excuse that you never heard the word of God. So when you stand before God and give an account for your life, which we all do one day in the day of judgment, if you are not saved and you do not confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart and save you, then you're going to stand before God one day and in the day of judgment, and you're going to acknowledge Jesus Christ. The only place that you're going to end up in, and it's going to be hell. You don't want to go there. Because God already said it. It's a choice. God doesn't force the trouble on anyone. If you're not, you have a choice. It's on you to make up your mind to choose Jesus Christ and just open your mouth and say, you believe that Jesus Christ is God's son, that he died to be mine, and he paid our sin debt on the cross, and he rose again with all power in his hand, and he is the son of God. If you believe that, confess it with your mouth, then ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. We'll do that because it's not God. It's not God's desire. If you're suffering, then that's on you, not God. Not your mother, not your pastor, not your friend. It's on you. If you have heard God's word and you don't receive the Lord Jesus Christ while you're yet in the land of the living, then you will give an account for it before the day of judgment. So that's my word for you to listen to on tonight. And I pray that all have heard this word on tonight and received this word in love, that God will be glorified through this program and broadcast on tonight. So we're going to close out again in prayer as we always do. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again to glory and praise who you are. Thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us, Father God, ourselves. Now, Lord, we created a clean heart and renewed within us the right. Now, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will move by your Spirit tomorrow, and every door that's going to be opened in your name, in the name of Jesus Christ, all over the land, move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, anoint and to touch each vessel that's going to bring forth your word now, that you will move through them through your word, that your word will go forth with power in every door all over the land that's going to be opened in your Son Jesus' name, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the Bible will be strengthened and built up and edified through your word on tomorrow is our prayer. Have your way, Lord, as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, know that God loves you. I love you too. Don't forget to tune in next Thursday night. Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth God's word for our final show of this year. Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth the word on next Thursday night at 8 p.m. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
With thy Spirit, oh, cover me, Lord, with thy
say while we're still live on the air, I want to thank Mother Phillips, the church mothers at my church, Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. I thank Mother Phillips for always tuning in to this broadcast and listening to our word of God, everyone that brings forth God's word. Mother Phillips, I love you, and it's a beautiful fellow. I was tomorrow, I want to shout out to our James A. Jennings and the Greater Shield of Faith Church family. Know that I love you. God be willing, I will see you all tomorrow. Mother Phillips, up to you.
Cover me, Lord, with thy Spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with